Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the lady Fatima al-Zahra sallamullah alaiha and her virtues. As you know, we are currently in the Ayyam Fatimiyah. These are the days in which the followers of the Ahlul Bayt sallamullah alayhim, as well as those who are fond of that noble household, they mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the noble lady Fatima al-Zahra sallamullah alayha. Because as you know, these days, they fall between two very significant days. According to some hadiths, one of those days is the days in which that noble lady was martyred. So here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave and very sad and solemn day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions one of the virtues of his daughter, the Lady Fatima. The Prophet said, "Man zara Fatima faka'annama zarani." If somebody visits the Lady Fatima or performs her ziyarat, it is as if he has visited me and performed my ziyarat. In this hadith, it implies that, you know, in many ways or in certain points of view, visiting that lady, we don't know where her grave technically is, but paying homage to her, respecting her, sending our salutations upon her, or even reciting the ziyarat, which has been transmitted in the books of ziyarat and adiyah, for her, reciting these is, we get the same reward and the same sawab that we would get if we would, recite the ziyarat and the homage to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this indirectly, it kind of implies that just as the tomb of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been constructed and people are allowed to go and visit his grave and, pay homage to him there, something similar should be done for the Lady Fatima al-Zahra sallallahu alayha and her sons, the Imams alayhim as-salam. So, because of this, we respectfully condemn the acts which certain groups have done in that they have demolished the tombs of these holy personages and these great people. Because of that, we respectfully condemn the acts of certain individuals who, for whatever reason that may be, they bar people from paying homage to these people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra sallallahu alayha in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
محمد وآل محمد.